This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Kelly Anisa and Lim Suen in the studio. Here are the stories we have for you today.
We're sitting more than ever, but are we doing enough to offset the effects on our body?
And following that, it is International Jazz Day today, so the second story is going to be all about that jazz.
And on Twitter, we're asking you, how many hours do you spend sitting in a day? So your options are 2 to 4 hours, 5 to 7 hours, 8 to 10 hours, or more than 10 hours. So join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or call us at 03-7733-2900.
And before we get to our first story, here is Nina Simone with Here Comes the Sun.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Nina Simone with Here Comes the Sun. And now we move on to people perhaps not quite getting enough sun or movement for that matter. We are asking you on social media.
Yeah, how many hours do you spend sitting in a day? So 49% of you have said you sit for 5 to 7 hours, followed by 24% who said 8 to 10 hours. 14% of you said you sit for 2 to 4 hours, while 13% of you said more than 10 hours. So, you know, you can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Yeah, and from the results, we can see that people are sitting quite a lot nowadays.
And We're literally sitting right now.
Yes. And the world is becoming more sedentary. You know, the human race is increasingly spending their time either sitting down or lying down. And the World Health Organization has identified physical inactivity as the fourth leading risk factor for global mortality, and this is just behind high blood pressure, tobacco use, and high blood glucose.
Yeah, so globally, the data from 2010 actually shows that around 23% of adults aged 18 and over were not active enough. When we compare data from high and low income countries, adults in high income countries are actually less physically active compared to those in low income countries. So, you know, in high income countries, 30% of them are less physically active. Whereas in low-income countries, that number is only 18%.
Yeah, and sedentary lifestyles have been proven to be linked to an increase in various causes of mortality. Being sedentary has been associated with obesity, and it also increases the risk of non-communicable diseases such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and thus early mortality. Other studies have also shown a link between sedentary activities with a higher risk of mental disorders such as depression and anxiety.
Just last week, a study in the US reported that Americans have been sitting down for longer and longer hours each day based on data collected for 10 years up to 2016. So the researchers found that Americans of all ages have increased their total sitting time by 1 hour a day, with adolescents actually spending the most time sitting down. Mm-hmm. This is about an average of 8 hours a day compared to other age groups.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, what about our lifestyles here in Malaysia? How much do we sit down?
I'm quite afraid to hear, actually.
So this morning I spoke to Dr. Faisal Izzuan Mustafa on whether we are sitting down too much. So he's a consultant in public health medicine and also the deputy director of the Disease Control Division for Non-Communicable Diseases in the Ministry of Health. So here's a clip from the interview. What is meant by sedentary behaviour?
So sedentary behaviour is any behaviours when you are awake, which is characterized by an energy expenditure of less than 1.5 mets. This is a measure of level of physical activity. So this would be characterized as sitting behavior, reclining or lying, or even screen time.
Is it possible for someone to be physically active but also sedentary at the same time?
Sure. So when you talk about physical activity, so you define that as any body movement which you generate by the use of your major skeletal muscles, which raises your energy expenditure above the resting metabolic rate. So if you look at the adults today, working adults, mm-hmm. most of us are working in quite sedentary or, you know, we'll be sitting 7 hours or 8 hours per day. It's just the nature of a lot of our jobs. And if you're just sitting down, that you categorize that as sedentary behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you could be meeting the recommendation for the level of physical activity. That means you could be doing moderate level of physical activity, 150 minutes per week. So yeah, you could be having quite a sedentary lifestyle, but at the same time be physically active. Why this is important is because physical activity and sedentary, they are not opposites. And there are research that has shown that sedentary behavior, independent of your level of physical activity, raise your risk of adverse health effects.
And what have been the trends of sedentary behavior among Malaysians?
So the only nationally representative data that they collect on the level of physical activity among Malaysians is through our National Health and Mobility Survey that we do every 4 years.
Yep.
So the last survey was in 2015. The next we will be repeating this year in 2019. So that looks at overall physical activity, not specifically sedentary behavior. But what I like to highlight is that there are many smaller research on sedentary behavior among working adults in Malaysia, among the adolescent. So what is obvious from the smaller studies is that the level of sedentary behavior is increasing over time, and certain, it's higher in females compared to males. Even among our children, the pattern of sedentary behavior is increasing. So that's a worrying trend.
And how much does sedentary behavior contribute to the burden of non-communicable diseases in Malaysia?
Right. There is already plenty of evidence to show the beneficial effects of physical activity. So when you talk about physical activity, there is high level of evidence on the overall impact on reducing overall mortality, on reducing mortality from cardiovascular disease, and even cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to reducing mortality, if you engage in regular physical activity, it favors healthy growth and healthy aging. And as you're aware, in Malaysia, we are fast becoming an aging population. So in terms of sedentary behavior and lack of physical activity, it is an important contributor, risk factor, in fact, for the major NCDs in Malaysia. So that is of concern because that will negatively impact the health of Malaysians.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that our work lifestyle is contributing to this sedentary behaviour. But other than that, are there other causes of the increase in sedentary behaviour?
When we talk about sedentary behaviour and physical inactivity being risk factors for non-communicable diseases, we have to look a step back why this is happening. There are many changes which is occurring in our society, for example. Look at our living environment. Do we live in a what we call a walkable environment? Is it easy to be physically active?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. As we are, Malaysians are becoming more urbanized, 75% of Malaysians are living in urban areas. Is there enough green spaces for our children to be active, for adults to be active? Is our city easy to walk? To walk about. Our work becoming more sedentary as well as we're shifting from agriculture, which was in the 1960s, 70s, to a more industrialized nation. Most of us are working in offices. That means we're engaged in quite sedentary work. The other aspect of physical activity is also influenced by the adoption of technology. It is an unfortunate unintended consequence as we are becoming more exposed to various screens, be it your mobile phone, your tablets, your computer. That very exposure to the screen time is increasing our sedentary level. So that's just few examples as the contributors to physical and activity and sedentary behavior among us in Malaysia. And again, this problem is not unique for Malaysia.
Mm.
Even in developed countries, in the fast developing countries such as Malaysia, we are all facing the same issues with regards to level of physical activity and sedentary behavior.
On that note, do you have any tips or advice for people who are, especially in jobs, where in offices where we're constantly sitting down, is there anything that we can do to reduce our sedentary behavior?
So as I indicated earlier, that's your personal behavior and that's of course your environment. So for example, for us in Ministry of Health, we have introduced what we call X breaks. So we want to encourage the healthcare personnel working in MOH to be physically active at least 20 minutes per day. So how we do this? At 11 a.m. and at 4 p.m. every working day, mm-hmm. there will be a physical activity break for 10 minutes. So if this was during a meeting, even chaired by the health minister or by the director general, at 11 a.m. we will stop and we will engage in a appropriate exercise for 10 minutes, even in a meeting room. So you don't need to be in a gym. You don't need to be out to be physically active. What I would like to introduce is another term, what we call non-exercise physical activity, because we always equate physical activity with exercise, but mm-hmm. there is such a thing as non-exercise physical activity, using the stairs as opposed to the lift, for example. So this can be in the workplace, right? Parking slightly further, taking regular breaks, every 1 hour, perhaps you just stand up and walk around, walk to the restroom, walk to your colleague's table, just to break the time you spend just sitting continuously. And taking it a bit further, when you go back home, there are many things you can do which comes under non-exercise physical activity, for example, cleaning your house. But there is a difference between cleaning your house for your own or cleaning your house if your mother-in-law is coming. the intensity is different, correct?
Yes.
So there are certain things you could do just to modify your behavior without needing to spend too much additional time for physical activity. So just increasing your level of intensity of how you clean your house, that will increase your level of physical activity. And research have shown that any level of increased physical activity or decreasing your level of sedentary behavior will have a positive impact. You don't need to do a lot. Even a bit is better than doing nothing.
So that was Dr. Faisal Izzuan Mustafa, the Deputy Director of the Disease Control Division for Non-Communicable Diseases from the Ministry of Health.
So just a quick check on social media. So almost 47% of you said that you sit for 5 to 7 hours a day, followed by 25% of you who said that you sit for 8 to 10 hours a day. I'm just curious, for those of you on both ends of that spectrum who sit for very little, like it is 2 to 4 hours, what do you do? Why is there so little time spent on sitting? I know how that sounds. I'm just curious, is it because of your job or your lifestyle? Just let us know by tweeting us at BFM Radio.
You can also WhatsApp us at
018-789-8899.
Sorry, brain freeze moment there. So going on with our poll, we should be also aware that being sedentary does contribute to the economic burden of our country. There have been several studies looking at the disease burden of physical inactivity, but far fewer are attempting to actually quantify the economic costs.
So one study compared data from 142 countries and estimated that physical inactivity costs healthcare systems $53.8 billion worldwide.
Wow.
That was in 2013. So high-income countries tend to bear a larger economic burden for physical inactivity compared to low or middle income countries. But as Dr. Faisal mentioned, this is becoming a problem for everyone, regardless of your background or economic development.
Yeah, I think this is quite a wake-up call. Personally, I think it made me think of how many hours I sit a day, and that doesn't just include sitting at my desk at the office. It also includes how much time I spend sitting at home, how much time I spend sitting in the car on the commute to work. It's a lot of sitting in one day.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid to even answer that poll, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually much more curious about those people who answered that they sit only 2 to 4 hours a day, because I'm impressed. How do you have a day that's so filled with, if not physical activity, at least you're not sedentary, quote unquote, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's also due to perhaps most standing desks where people sit down less.
Standing desks are becoming a thing. Yeah. Although it's not something that I've warmed up to yet, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried the standing desk. I guess it's a psychology issue. I just can't think or focus as well as I can when I'm sitting down.
Mm. It's just a bit more relaxing when you're sitting down.
Obviously, yeah. That's why so many of us do it so often.
We have a comment on WhatsApp from April To. She said, I have a desk job, but I try to take breaks walking to the restroom or the pantry every hour or so.
So that's something that I often have to remind myself to do, especially at work, right? Mm. When you're sort of in the flow of working and before you realize it, like 4 or 5 hours go by and you've just been sitting. And it is, I think, a conscious thought, right, to remind yourself to get up and maybe go outside and take a quick 10-minute walk, which many of us don't do.
Yeah. I think maybe we could just take learn something from the MOH and just do 10-minute exercises in the morning and evening. Just
like
to get
an official
Sanaman
gap in the workplace.
Just get the whole office into this.
Or just stretch, I suppose.
Yeah. Or get a job in an industry that requires you to stand more. Well, I know here certainly in the studio, a lot of us opt to stand while we're recording some of our shows, which, it's a small move, but it also does help in terms of, I think, making you feel a little more active. And I do have a lot of our colleagues, they'll say, for instance, that they think better on their feet rather than when they're sitting down.
Oh.
So there are those things when it comes to the benefits of not just remaining stationary the whole day as well.
Yeah, I mean, like Suan said, when I think about it, I mean, I'm at the office for like 9 hours, 8 to 9 hours. And then when I go on the way home, I take the train. I try not to sit on the train, and that's a conscious decision. But then I'm in the Grab, and then when you get home, you're eating. Yeah, I do not want to answer that question on Twitter. It's a wake-up call, though.
So what is the final tally on our Twitter poll?
So 47% of you have said that you sit for 5 to 7 hours a day, followed by 25% of you who sit 8 to 10 hours, and 16% of you sit you sit for 2 to 4 hours, while 12% of you sit more than 10 hours. So you can keep the conversation going. Tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So here's a song that will hopefully get you guys moving, People People by the Seoul Jazz Orchestra. And after the break, we'll be talking about International Jazz Day right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.